All right, here we go. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, because we're finally here. I mean, I know, Nick, we say this every year, how fast the season flies by, because literally I feel like August was yesterday and we're talking about week one and the start of the season.
It's the truth. And it always does fly by, you know. I mean, everybody loves football season. But the one thing that's good about the NFL now, like, there's so much to look forward to. The season gets done, you know, and then you get free agency, you get the draft, you know what I mean? And then by then, you're into almost June, and then training camps are in July, so it's revving right back up.
Right. You're right.
So, you're right. Obviously, a different kind of game for me today, because I got my birds playing, so... Tough for me on the prediction end, because, you know, and I try my best not to, but you know how it is, Coach. The heart's in it today. It just is. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, being right. An Eagles fan and you know, look, there's a lot of and this is a really tough game to kind of handicap too, because, you know, when you look at it, they both scored the same amount of points in the season. They both are 16-3. Now the Eagles defense, I would say, is better. But I think obviously the experience factor goes to the Chiefs being in their third Super Bowl. I think the head coaching factor goes to the Chiefs, obviously, with Andy Reid. And, you know, I love Jalen Hurts. I love the leader he is. You know, I love the improvement he's made, but you can't deny the quarterback, you know, situation goes to Mahomes as well.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, so there's, I mean, and then obviously, too, with this game, too, Coach, there's a lot of questions to be answered that you kind of got to see there in the first quarter. You know, is Mahomes going to be 100%? Is he better now with two more weeks? Or is he still lingering that, you know, he's going to have to throw the ball quick?
Right. And here, where were you late putting up your Mount Rushmore on Super Bowl Sunday that your team is in? There, Coach.
Hey man. Just had to get these, had to get these, had to get these folks right, man. Let them know who they should be rooting for. Now, what's going on, fellas? What's going on? Had to get my gear straight. Not much, man. Not much, baby. Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
buddy.
I'm nervous, Billy.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Like, I've remained cool under fire and under pressure all week long, but to say you're not nervous, even as an Eagles fan, you're a fool. Because again, Mahomes has had 2 weeks to heal up. It's just, you know.
And if you look at our last three Super Bowls, I mean, you're playing the GOAT Tom Brady, the GOAT Tom Brady again, and now the guy who's, you know, the best in football, you know, and I think it's Mahomes and then everybody else, you know.
Correct.
So, you know, it's tough. And, you know, that's the one thing I'm afraid of. I do think they have a distinct advantage at coach and at quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's be honest. The other coach to get us, you know, where we are, Andy Reid, is we're coaching against him, so it's pretty tough. You know, also the only bright spot really is, you know, you're going up against a subpar defense, so that is the only thing that's honestly in our favor at this point. But yeah, you got one of the top defenses versus one of the top offenses. I mean, it's going to be scary.
I mean, you know, Billy, the one thing, though, the Chiefs defense has looked better in the playoffs, and me and Coach talked about it last week. Spagnuolo is huge in big games, so I am concerned, but no, the Eagles should be able to take advantage of that Chiefs defense. There's no doubt about it.
We should be, in theory, we should be, but, you know, it's just, it's like, you know, pick your poison with this deal. So it's going to be interesting. That's for sure. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
It will be interesting considering, you know, I mean, you look at the NFC championship game, Purdy hurts his arm and the backup doesn't fumble. You're going into a locker room with a 10-7 lead against no quarterback. I mean, you kind of got some breaks to help you out. And then obviously in the second half, they couldn't throw the football.
Right.
So, I mean,
you can't really, I, you can't really evaluate that game, coach, in my opinion.
You can't. You can't. You're right. You can't. But I'm just saying the that game was pretty close for way too longer than it should have been, I thought.
And look,
you know, when you had
the Eagles had the easiest path probably to the Super Bowl ever. I mean, it's just the truth. But also, you know, they played what was in front of them and beat them, you know, and they beat the teams they played, and they beat a lot of them, you know, quite handily, you know. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. And Jay is right. We are the number one defense, and this is one thing I want to bring up too. So we are the number one pass defense in football. The Chiefs are the number one pass offense in football. That has happened twice before in the Super Bowl. One was Seattle versus Denver. Seattle won. They had the number one defense. Broncos had that historical number one offense.
Right.
The other time, Tampa Bay and Oakland. And obviously we all know Tampa Bay won that game. So, you know, defense usually comes out in those kind of games. And, you know, that's one thing, too, with the Chiefs. You know, the injuries around the receivers, we got Slay and Bradbury. And if I'm the Eagles, I'm just making sure don't let Travis Kelce kill us. Stop him, you know. And look, if a Schuster or a MVS, you know, Marquez Valdez-Scantling has a game, you know, I can live with it. It's just like I'm trying to stop Travis Kelce, sorry.
Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead, Billy.
No, I was going to say he's absolutely right. I mean, the biggest thing is, and Nevada and Coach, certainly, you tell me if I'm stretching it here or if I'm crazy, but I think what it's going to come down to is who indeed can make the least amount of mistakes, because one or two turnovers, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be surmountable. I don't think you can. I think, you know, if we can get to Mahomes and we can get him under pressure, I think he folds. I do.
Yeah,
oof, I mean, that's coach, huge.
Yeah,
you hope that's the case, but yeah. That's coach, tough. I mean, he's a magician. Let's face it. There's Nevada Nick said, there's Patrick Mahomes, and then there's everybody else, because it is tough. And if you know, the one thing I'll take away, like I'll say, San Fran should have done, and they played. Like when their D-line beat the offense, they just sat there and stood there and gave your boy time to run around. And I think just go and hit the guy. And I think that's what the Chiefs need to do, and the Eagles both need to, you know, put the pads on this guy. But I think it comes down to because both these teams are historically forget to run the football in big games.
Yeah.
And to run football, I think wins. So whatever running back has over 100 yards, that's the winner of your game.
The Eagles got to run the ball, and you got to win time of possession. Sure. The games the Chiefs lost this year, they lost time of possession both times, or all three times. That Colts game was more of a fluke. They had a bunch of turnovers. But the other games, they lost a turnover battle by one, and the time of possession was on the other team 33-plus minutes. And I think that's the key to victory for Eagles. You want to have 33 to 35 minutes time of possession. One, you're keeping your defense more fresh so that they can get on Mahomes, which I think is going to be very important. You know, maybe you get a turnover from that. And two, the one thing I'll say too, I know with the Bengals, they didn't get as much pressure on them. But the one thing that they haven't dealt with, I know we got great edge rushers, but we got great, you know, guys in the interior too. Hargrave having a great year. Cox. They will move Brandon Graham and Sweat sometimes into the interior, like your NASCAR package they have with the Giants, coach. So I do believe we'll be able to get pressure on Mahomes today.
Yeah, I think you'll be able to get pressure. You'll be able to get pressure, but getting them to the ground is a whole different story.
Yeah.
And I think that's on both sides of the ball, both quarterbacks getting there isn't the issue. It's getting the guy to the ground. So I think that'll be we're at.
Kevin, you're getting a little ahead of yourself there, Kev. He's trying to get that prop bet.
Yeah. But can you put that up, coach?
I just did put it up.
Oh, well, put it up again for me for a second. So I'm glad he reminded me, because he's right. So the MVP that has gone on to play in the Super Bowl, 1-9 in the Super Bowl. And that's 100% a stat. is 1-9 in 10 games that the MVP, you know, has played in the Super Bowl. So that's one trend that is going the Eagles' way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and we'll see whoever wins the coin toss has lost too. The game, so we'll see. And I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, which you know, can the Eagles, if the Eagles do lose the coin toss and wind up giving the Chiefs the ball first and having to play from behind, which is something the Eagles are not accustomed to doing.
Yeah.
Well, having to play from behind.
Right. And one thing I'm obviously that would make me a little nervous. But the one thing I'm kind of a little nervous about too is fourth quarter, close game. The Eagles haven't had a lot of them this year. So that is definitely something to look out for too. But I do think there's things that are in our favor too. Chiefs, worst 3rd-and-1 team in the league, aren't good in short yardage. Eagles, probably the best team in the league in short yardage situations. And then also, too, in the red zone, when you can run the football, that's what you want to do. So I do think the Eagles have that advantage as well.
Jared, I think you're right with the, you know.
That's, oof. He thinks it's going to be a shootout like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. I don't see it. I don't see it being over 6. I really think it's going to be a 3 or 4 point game.
I agree. I agree. I wouldn't be surprised if it came down to a kick at the end of the game, at the end of regulation.
Yeah. Elliott to win.
You know, whoever has the ball last kind of wins the football game. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Fine with that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. If you. Sammy, wow, Sammy.
He's just hating because it's, you know, they went.
Wow.
They're
the Washington. Go, City. Sammy. Wow. Go. Speak the truth. Speak the truth, Sammy. Speak the truth, baby.
Oh, man.
We got two haters here, a Giants fan and a Cowboys fan.
Let me tell you both one thing. At least the Giants were able to handle business and get there.
Yeah.
Redskins, you have one job.
Yeah,
and then the entire NFC East would have been in the playoffs. Come on, man.
They were in the driver's seat too. Washington was in the driver's seat, and then they lost to that Giants game, and that's what kind of it kind of
they went south after that. You're right.
One thing I want to bring up too, and look, I admit it's true about the Eagles' week schedule, but let me talk about the Chiefs' schedule too, real quick. Everybody makes like they had a juggernaut, but look, they played at Arizona week 1 without D-Hop. No DeAndre Hopkins. They win. We played Arizona as well. Then they go play the Chargers. No Keenan Allen. They win. Then everybody gave us hell because we lost to the – or we beat the Colts by 1. They lost to the Colts this year. So, okay, exactly. Then they played Tampa at Tampa. Tampa had a ton of injuries. Then they play Vegas, won by a point. They had a set. They came back from 17 points down. They beat Vegas. And, like, you know, Vegas wasn't a great team this year. Then they played Buffalo, who is a good team. They lose. I mean, they lose to Buffalo. So you play a good team, you lose. Then the game everybody talks about, they crush San Francisco. Well, you know, Nick Bosa was out. Their starting defensive tackle was out. So they were missing a bunch of guys. So it goes both ways. And then after that, they played Tennessee and won by a field goal, who we killed. They beat Jacksonville, who we played Jacksonville, and beat them by more than the Chiefs. Then they played the Chargers. Close game, but once again, I think Keenan Allen and Mike Williams were out. Then they beat the Rams, no Stafford, okay? Then they play Cincinnati, they lose. Then they play Denver, only 1 by 6. Houston, only 1 by 6. Seattle, they won by 2 touchdowns. Denver, they get away with a win by a field goal. And Vegas. Does that sound like a tough schedule to you? I mean, and the two tough games they played, they lost.
You're right. I you know, but they won their playoff games when it mattered.
No, and that's what I would say. The win last week, getting that experience against the Bengals and winning the fourth quarter is definitely big for them. But I would say I don't think the Jags are that much better than the Giants, Coach. I really don't. Maybe they are better, but we also did kill the Giants 38-7. The Jags were in that game. Now, Mahomes did get hurt, but still, you know.
Right.
The difference is, though, the Bengals game compared to the Niners game. You're right.
And Sam, you're talking about Jalen Hurts is going to lose a game. Did you forget the defense we have, buddy? Did you? Yeah. Did you bump your head on one of them weights and forget about that entire defense? You must be doing too many 600-pound deadlifts in that gym, babe.
He's right, though. We are going to see something today that we haven't seen all year. And that's why I was kind of disappointed with that Niners game. I wanted to see best on best, you know,
right,
boom on boom, and see what happens. Because it would have been a close game. And it would have went into the fourth quarter. And, you know, we would have seen what happened. But, yeah, I mean – look, I also believe, though, too, and, you know, anybody that knows football usually agrees with this, that the game is won in the trenches. We all agree with that. I believe we have the better offensive line, and I believe
way
we have
better, the better
defensive line as well.
Way better D-line. It's like the
defensive line, when you talk about depth, yes, Chris Jones is great, but, you know, the depth we have. We go 7 or 8 deep in our defensive line.
Exactly.
The Chiefs have Frank Clark and – obviously, Chris Jones is having a great year, but I believe we are better on those fronts. And another thing I'll say, believe we're better. But Sammy, the Chiefs don't run the ball. You know, so the run defense, if Andy's not going to run the ball, it's not going to matter. I think we have the better wide receiver group. I think we have the better secondary. Obviously, they go tight end. I think the running back position is very close. I think Miles Sanders is better than Pacheco. So, now look, you don't win games on paper. I know that. But, you know, the Eagles probably have more talent. It's going to come down to execution, coaching, mistakes, you know.
You know, all the things you pointed out, Erie reminds me of that undefeated Patriot team when the Giants came in and they pointed all these things out. And then that defense just happened to show up and play some football and win. You got to remember that happens to be the same defensive coordinator in that game as it is in this game. Yeah. So I really just don't think that, you know, you're putting all this stuff on paper.
Do you think this Chiefs defense has the tools that Giants defense did? With pass rushing, they got, you know, a bunch of rookies in the secondary. You can't compare. Spagnuolo's great. I'm not denying that. But come on, man. You had on the second one, what was it? You had that NASCAR package with the defensive ends. I mean, they could really put pressure on the quarterback. You had
you're right. But Spags is really good at putting guys in their strengths.
Yeah.
Is putting guys in positions of their strength.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he's really good at. So you might say, oh, well, hey, here's this guy, no name guy, can't really play. But Spags is going to go, you know what he does really well? He does really well against this guard over here, and he lines him up all day. And next thing you know, things are blowing up for that defense. So
he's going to confuse Jalen Hurts, too. He's going to have guys. He'll put 8 guys on the line sometimes, throw back 3. You don't know where it's coming from. So he's going to try to, you know, disguise blitzes.
And I think if there's a down, a knock on Jalen Hurts, and it's not a knock just because of he's young and in the game, is reading those blitzes and being confused by that. I think that's an area that I don't think Jalen Hurts is accustomed to yet. Right. You know, and I think we'll see that tonight.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this too, though, the Chiefs haven't seen an offense like this offense, and you see a lot of teams struggle early against the Eagles offense because it's so unique with the RPO and the way they can throw the ball on the outside as well. But yeah, I mean, I really believe today, and I'm praying Sirianni does it, they need to establish the run and early. My guess is Spags may try to, you know, load up against the run on first and second. So you might see some passes early, but you need to stick with the run and keep it going because that's what fuels the Eagles. It does. That's where they're strongest, is that offensive line and that run game. And I think, too, you're going to see they're going to let Jalen Hurts loose today. They're just going to, because it's the Super Bowl. There's only one game left, and you put it all out to win.
Exactly. There's nothing to hold back for.
Well, Sammy, I will say this. I don't know about the Bengals offense. Hold on, Billy. Hold on. Man. I will say this. The Bengals have a better, probably – a better receiving core, and they pretty much shut them down. Than the
better Eagles receiving core than who?
Absolutely, than the Eagles, buddy. Pay attention. Pay attention.
Yeah, okay.
The Bengals have a better receiving core than the Eagles. Fact. End of story.
Better than Brown. Better than Devontae Smith. Yes.
Oh, so wait a second. Yeah. Wait a second. You're telling me that Chase.
They do. Yeah, they have a better receiver group than the Bengals. They do. I agree. Than the Eagles. They're just deeper. I mean, but, you know, Chase and Brown are.
Yeah, the Eagles are deep at receiver. Okay. But I think all three of the Bengal receivers are number ones on other teams.
Yeah. Maybe not Boyd, but no, they're definitely.
I was going to say.
But so Higgins Devontae's, and Chase are.
Higgins. Okay. I'll give you Higgins and Chase, but Boyd, Irvin. You want to keep going? Who else? No, who else?
What did we just say? Billy, pay attention. We just said the Eagles are deeper.
Pay attention. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but they're starting starters versus starters.
Sammy, hold on, though. You know, you're saying that, but, you know, the Bengals really struggle to run the ball, though, too. And that offensive line, it was a little bit improved this year. But if you're talking about now, I'm definitely taking the Eagles' offense. I mean, the Bengals had three offensive linemen out in that Chiefs game, too. Let's not forget about that. And if you remember, the Chiefs really put a lot of pressure on Burrow early. And I think that took – I know he had some deep passes – but still, he felt when you get it to a quarterback four times in the first half, Coach, you know your clock is now being sped up. And you know it, Coach. And that affects a quarterback. So that's different, too. That Bengals offensive line was beat up. And look, the Eagles actually, if you want to just do on points, and I know that doesn't exactly mean they're a better offense, but the Bengals had 418 points on the year. The Eagles had 477. So... I mean, they scored more points. So.
Oh, Sammy, I'll agree with you. Joe Burrow is Joe Cool. I will absolutely admit that.
Yeah, no, certainly exactly better. That. Yeah.
Oh, I'll admit that. But you keep forgetting one thing. You keep putting it on Hurts. You can't put this entire game on Hurts. Our defense is one of the top in the league.
Yeah.
You can't dispute that. And then if you're going to go back to the game that you guys bonked us on the head, look at the amount of injuries we had that game. Yeah, if you want to go with that, we beat a bummed up San Fran team. If we had the entire roster healthy, you guys don't score.
But Sammy, we can go right back at you and say, so you want the Bengal minus the line and maybe one running back. But let's just put it like this. The Eagles line is significantly better than the Bengals line. Burrow's better than Hurts, but not significantly better than Hurts. Chase and Higgins are better than Brown and Smith, but not significantly better than Brown and Smith. And also, Goddard is definitely better than Hayden Hurst, too. So let's not forget about that. So there's an argument there. It's not just, oh, they're better. So, I mean, and the way we can run the ball and the RPO action and Jalen Hurts with his legs, that can kind of even things out, too. Burrow's better than Hurts. And let's not forget, too. Burrow had two shots to beat the Chiefs last week in the
fourth. You're right, quarter. Sammy. I'm about to say it, Sammy. Because, you know, how can you say you're not putting the game on him? It's your freaking quarterback. Of course the game is on him. Every game is on your quarterback.
Who said we're not
Billy just said.
Oh, okay.
Billy just said it. But your quarterback is the captain. He runs the offense. Everything runs through the quarterback. Every game is on your quarterback.
Hold on. Wait a second. Let me finish.
Last I checked, when your quarterback went out for two games, your offense didn't go anywhere. You couldn't win two lousy games.
Well, we did.
So how is it not on him?
Look at all the injuries we had.
Again, Billy, again. But it all goes on your quarterback. Same with the Chiefs. It's all on your quarterback. I don't care. Your offense runs how your quarterback runs. If your quarterback plays well, everybody plays well. It's a fact.
We got to see how the game plays out, though, too. I mean, look, if the Eagles lose, it very well could be, if you want to say, on Jalen Hurts. But we don't get here without Jalen Hurts either. But you know, too,
that's what I mean. You don't, but you can't turn around. You've written Jalen Hurts.
If the Eagles lose 37-34, you can't say it's on Jalen Hurts.
So let me do this. Cause then you're gonna, Gary, put your foot in your mouth. So the year okay. the year we won the Super Bowl, right? So you're telling me Nick Foles did that all by himself?
Who said that?
Yes, I'm not putting my foot in my mouth. Your team goes how your quarterback goes. The game goes how your quarterback plays. Tell me that isn't true. Wait, Billy, you coach football like I do. You're telling me your quarterback has a crappy game and you're not winning that game 9 times out of 10. Great, your defense might keep it close for you, but unless your quarterback makes a plays, you're not winning the football game. Come on, man.
But your quarterback
has to play football. And if he's not playing good, then that's the way it works, Billy.
It comes down to what we said in the very beginning. It comes down to the trenches. So the quarterback has to block for himself, correct? No, exactly. It doesn't matter. He's got it, but it still weighs in on the quarterback.
It doesn't matter. You can't say it doesn't.
The quarterback league. But you know what?
It is.
When you look at Mahomes in the Super Bowl, he's basically had 7 bad quarters and 1 good quarter. So let's not forget that. He was poor against the Niners and then
lit up. I agree.
But
that's what I'm saying. It goes how the quarterback goes. But it's the same for both sides. I'm not just pointing it to the Eagles. The Chiefs are the same way. If Mahomes doesn't play good.
Sammy put, is Jalen good or not? Are you really trying to say Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback?
No, I mean, wait a second. Listen. Yes. Ooh. Listen, Sammy. Listen. I've been talking these two off the ledge 2 years ago, last year, even.
Yeah, no, Coach, with Jalen. Okay.
I was with him from Jump Street and talked these guys off the ledge with that dude.
I thought he was good. I said I needed to see more.
He said the ledge.
You guys were ready to draft a quarterback. What are you talking about? You guys were ready to say we need to draft a quarterback. Where's a position in need? We talked at the end of the season.
I said.
Oh, my God. I'm going back. I'm playing some tapes, man. I said
right now he's playing for an organization that has no faith in him. Because how do you draft a quarterback if this is your guy? That's insane. Is that what I not said, Nick?
No, I disagree, though, Billy, because this is what happened with Wentz. When they drafted Hurts in the second round.
He's classmate.
Look, no, but what Roseman said, and he's right, quarterback's the most important position in football. Look what the Eagles did 2 years before. They lose their starting quarterback. Everybody said the season was over. They put in Nick Foles and win the Super Bowl. So that's why he drafted Hurts. I do think the Eagles were kind of in a let's see what happens year. But I think they knew, too. They weren't giving their quarterback what they needed. That's why they go out and get A.J. Brown, why they draft Devontae Smith. And it all came together this year. And Jalen Hurts, obviously, worked his ass off. He's a leader, and they won. And that's what Carson Wentz didn't have, which, you know, Howie's come out and pretty much said. Howie said when they drafted Hurts, Wentz didn't like it. He didn't want to compete. And look, right. Man, if you're in the NFL and you don't want to compete for your job, get out of the league.
You're right. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, because I will say this. If both quarterbacks go out, who's winning the football game?
In this game?
Yeah.
It's coming down to
I would think the Eagles just because of the run game and be able to, you know.
I don't know. But Minshew hasn't shown he can win a football game.
Oh, Coach, Chad Henne's the.
Hey, he took him on a 96-yard drive and scored a touchdown, man.
Minshew scored 40 points on the Cowboys. Jesus. I'm just saying, let's hope that doesn't happen. That guy sucks. I don't want to watch that Super Bowl.
I don't either. I don't either. I want to see best on best. No,
Sammy, too. Mahomes was the MVP, but I do believe – you know, there was a discussion with Hurts. When Hurts gets hurt, you know, look. But look, Mahomes was the MVP. But Hurts had a hell of a year. I mean, he really did. He was really good. But no, Mahomes was the MVP. But to make it like, you know, and I said Mahomes is better than everybody in the league, and it's a gap. So, but, you know, to get hurt on Jalen, I mean, that's just laughable. And I like people like that because all that does is fuel Jalen Hurts. I mean, look, the guy's proven himself. He got doubted in Alabama, goes to Oklahoma. You know, he gets doubted going to the NFL, and look where he's at now. And let's not forget, too, the Eagles were 2-7 last year. They finished 9-8. He's 16-1, or no, yeah, I think it's 16-1 as a starter this year. And then, like, he ended up 7-2. He's, like, 24-3 in his last 27 starts. I mean, let's give the guy some credit, you know. And what's it all about at the quarterback position? Winning. So
right. Right, because remember the last time Jalen Hurts was in this big of a game, he got pulled.
Oh, shut up.
Did you really compare? Oh, my God. You know, I'm the crazy one.
Go watch the post-game interview if you want to see the kind of man Jalen Hurts is.
I'm not questioning the man. I am not questioning that. Okay.
He goes, I always believed in Tua. I'm so happy we could win a championship. Exactly. Right. How many 20-year-olds would have been pissing?
Right. You're right.
He's a leader. Yeah, he always has been, and that's what I love about Jalen Hurts. Not going to say a bad word. Let's talk about the game and get off the whole Hurts.
All right, let's talk about it. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
So, all right, go ahead, Nevada Nick. Go ahead. You're going to throw in some of your props.
Yeah, I got a couple props. You want me to just talk about the game first?
What do
you
want? Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Game wise, I mean, look. And I'll admit, it's really tough for me. I've gone back and forth. You know, I am with my heart on this. Look, I am worried with the Chiefs. I mean, like I said, better coach, better quarterback. You got the whole Andy Reid with a bye week. You know, I can't deny that. Sirianni worries me with certain things. But, you know, I'm going to go. Look, I believe the Eagles are better on the offense and defensive lines. I really think they're going to try to establish the run early. I think the Eagles are going to get to that lead early because they know how important it is. You want to get up on Mahomes. I think they're going to, you know, work on the time of possession. And look, I see the Eagles, you know, winning by 3 or 4 points. I'm going to say like a 24-20, 27-24 type game. I think they're going to, you know, be able to, you know, keep the Chiefs in check. Basically, if the Chiefs score 20 points, you're keeping them in check. That's how good that offensive is.
Right.
I think they will be able to get some pressure on Mahomes up the middle. And with, you know, with Reddick, obviously, the weakest part of the Chiefs line is their right tackle, Wiley. And guess who lines up there? That's our boy, Hassan Reddick, who's having a great year.
All-star year.
Yeah. And I just think the Eagles find a way. But like I said, I am concerned. I don't love this game. I this isn't like a game of the year or anything that I'm sold on. I think it's a close game that's going to come into
the fourth quarter.
That's going to get it's going to get decided by turnovers. So whoever makes less mistakes, and then there's going to be 4 or 5 big plays in the game, and it's going to be who makes them. You know, and that's why I really believe the game's going to come down to. And then also, I think it's, you know, it's going to get into the fourth quarter, and it's going to be who can move the chains in the fourth quarter and, you know, obviously, you know, touchdowns instead of field goals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great take. I agree with that, you know.
Absolutely.
But I just think it's going to be – the score is going to be in the 30s. I think it's going to be more like, you know – 38-35, you know, I don't know, somewhere in that range, you know, 34-31, something like that.
Absolutely.
Well, that's going to be more on the pace of the game, Coach. And the only reason I'm going with that, too, is a lot of Super Bowls kind of start slow, you know, teams feeling each other out. And, look, the Chiefs are a different offense, too, Coach. They're not that explosive Tyreek Hill offense. You know, they're actually having longer drives now, too. And if Mahomes' ankle isn't healthy, you're going to see a lot of shorter passes. So that tends to be, you know, longer drives. And, you know, obviously you would think we'll get a couple stops. So that's why I think it's going to be, I don't see it getting in the 30s, but you never know. You get some turnovers, you get some big plays. it's very well possible.
Yeah. But I still so are you taking the under then?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the under. And I also really like Eagles first quarter, first half. I mean, they are the best first quarter and first half team in the league. I think at halftime they will have a lead. The question is going to be, can they hold them off in the second half? Because the Eagles, you know, that's one thing. They've had some big leads in the first, and teams really climbed in the back. And I don't think they're going to be up two touchdowns on the Chiefs at half. I think it'll be, you know, maybe, you know, 4 points, a touchdown. And you know, look, it's going to be a tight game. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the second half.
Shoot, they get up two touchdowns, game over.
Never is with Mahomes.
Yeah, come on, man. You're talking about Mahomes. You can't say that, man.
That's a guy who was down 24 points and then literally in the first half, literally took the lead in the second quarter.
But let me ask you this.
I'll never say never with Mahomes.
What team has put the amount of pressure on him as we have other teams? What teams have?
On who?
Or similar? On Mahomes.
Well, we haven't played him yet, so.
No, but I'm saying what teams have done anything similar to that?
I mean,
I'll wait.
The Titans put pressure on them when they played them. They lost by a
football.
And that Titans game, look, and that which could yield to the Eagles to look at. The Chiefs have really struggled with the Titans, and they won by a field goal in that game, and Titans could have won. And that's what they did. They sacked them 4 times. They got pressure up the middle. Jeffrey Simmons had a big game, and they ran the ball with Derrick Henry. But that's kind of the formula for the Eagles. I mean, and that's what worries with Sirianni, because Coach mentioned it earlier. Now, I wouldn't say they don't run the ball, because the stats say they do run the ball, but he gets away from it. It's very sporadic, and it feels like he does it when they have to, when it's like, look, your team, your best position group is your offensive line. And to me, it's like you want to start getting on them. And look, there's going to be times you don't do it good. But to me, when you do it consistently, I think you can wear that defense down in the fourth quarter, where then you start. And we all know it happened with the Giants, Coach. You start getting those 5-6 yard runs. You know they're going to run, and you can't stop it. And in football, there is nothing worse when you know a team's going to run on you and you can't stop it.
It's demoralizing. It is. Right. It really is.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, whoever forgets, you know, who remembers, I should say, remembers to run, then, you know, that will be the winner of the game.
Now, what's your pick, Billy?
You know, it's tough. I'll be honest with you. Even as an Eagles fan, it's tough for me to say it, but I'm going to go with Eagles just because the biggest thing is the defensive.
It's matchup. Your own team. It's your home team. Go with your fandom, Billy.
You got to go with your head on this one. You can't go with your heart. You got to go with your head. Common sense. But I'll say this. If our defense can shut down that offense, our offense goes – I like our offense go up against a pretty, like, just middle-of-the-road average defense. I like that matchup. It's just going to be, can we limit and slow down Patrick Mahomes? Can we slow him down? That's what it's going to come down to. That's what I think the Super Bowl is going to come down to. Can we slow down – and disrupt Patrick Mahomes? And if we can, we win. If we don't, it's going to probably either come down to a field goal or a last second play like it did the last time we were in. Can they throw it up to win it? So I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Coach, what do you got? We know who he's picking.
Of course.
Listen. Listen, I got to take my fandom out of it. I got to take my fandom out of it, and you know, I got to look at it. I got to take my eye patch off and watch with both eyes and see the game. And you know, look, I'm sorry. I think that the Chiefs win this football game.
Of course. Well, yeah. Why would you do it any other way, man?
Right. Because there is not one fiber in my body that could allow me to even say, you know, something about the Eagles of, you know, the closest I got is, you know, talking about Jalen Hurts and talking you guys off the ledge last year. That was as close as I got. Okay.
Coach, don't be mad because we treated your team like a harlot at a porn star set. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Listen, it is what it is, man. It is what it is, okay? It is what it is, you know? I still am bleed blue, okay? I'm still bleed blue. Jeez. I'm wearing my Giant stuff all day today. I'm not hiding it. I don't hide. I went to the link in my Giant blue. I didn't
trash, throw it away.
You know, I did not hide and, you know, hide my fandom in any way. Okay.
You can't hide that losing team pride.
Hey, look, we were only supposed to win 5 games. We wound up going to the second round of the playoffs, man.
Oh, stop it.
That's stop a great it. Year. That's a you great guys, year under the coach of the year. Coach of the year. Okay.
You guys showed up to get your girl taken at the prom by the computer geek. Stop it.
Okay.
All right. Coach, some props I like too.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I want to hear this.
I like the over on the national anthem. I mean, it's a country singer. He's going to stretch it out. I do like that.
Okay. I like
Miles Sanders over 60 and a half rushing yards. I really like that.
Isn't Kelsey's mom doing the coin toss?
No.
No.
She's not.
I like Jalen Hurts' longest rush over 12 and a half yards. I like that. And then I like Devontae Smith over 64 and a half yards receiving. He's really been coming into his own lately. A.J. Brown, 2 tough games, although Hurts did miss him for a touchdown against the Niners. He beat the guy off the line, and Hurts just missed the throw. So those are some props I like. I'm right now looking to him. One I do like, I'm trying to find the number, but I've had it every year. Me and Coach have been doing this. And its first score is not a touchdown. So the first score will be like a field goal or a safety. And it's hit every year. And it's been plus 150 or higher every year, too. Because like nice. I said, one, you have better defenses, but you get a lot of feeling out in these games. You know, I think teams are a little, you know, I know they say after the first hit, but this is a whole nother level, this game. So I think there's some nerves you got to get through. And like I said, you can go look it up. It's a field goal a lot of times in these games. And I know it's hit every year the last 3 or 4 years me and Coach have been doing it. I know it hit
okay. The
Eagles won the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I'm going to go with first score, not a touchdown. It's a field goal or a safety.
And I like Pacheco in the over.
Okay.
Pacheco.
I do. It's his over-under is only like 46 or 47 yards.
I'll tell you right now, Coach, give me 1 second. It's but Coach, you're right. It is not as high as you would think.
Right.
Give me a minute. I'm looking right now. His over under is 48 and a half.
There you go. So not there bad. You go. I think the guy has over 50 yards tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see with Andy though. Because I really thought last week with Mahomes having a high ankle sprain that you were going to see more Pacheco. So I bet him over, it was like 50 or something. Cause I thought, you know, Andy's going to hand the ball off more. Cause
right.
they actually run the ball pretty well. And if you look at it, their line run blocks well. Like Orlando Brown Jr. He's a much better run blocker than a pass blocker. But you know, we all know Andy, I remember from the Eagles days, he loves to sling the rock. And look, when you got Patrick Mahomes, how can you blame him with some of the stuff Patrick Mahomes can pull out of his head? Yeah, you know, no-look passes and passes behind the back. And, you know, I mean, so.
Irks my soul, but it's awesome to watch.
But that's one thing to look out for today, too, is I said the Chiefs struggle. They're the worst 3rd-and-1 team in the league. And now, too, you're taking out that sneak, I would think, because of Mahomes' ankle injury. Right. So we'll see how if Andy can, you know, scheme up some plays. That could be a factor as well, especially if you get into 4th downs and short.
Right.
All right.
Coach, we'll did you see. Give a score?
Huh?
Did you give a score?
I did. I said it was going to be in the 30s. I was good. I at 30s, like 34, 31.
Actual score.
34, 31 Chiefs.
Of course. 34. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. He's just hating.
Yeah.
He's upset about
30. Yeah.
Hey, man. Listen.
Instead of a Super Bowl trophy, he's going to take home his Coach of the Year trophy.
We've dealt with this forever. No one likes this. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Now, yep. Coach. One thing we can get into quick, Danny Dimes. They're talking about maybe him getting $30 million. What do you say about that?
Go find another team to pay you 30.
Exactly.
Go find another team that's going to pay you 30. Because and here's the thing, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of year did you think he had this year? What are you saying? It was a decent year.
Not bad year.
Right. Russell Wilson. Daniel Jones and Russell Wilson's stat line is almost identical.
Wow.
Okay. So we're talking about Russell Wilson having a crappy year and Daniel Jones that he's the next, you know, coming to Christ. I don't buy it. No. You know, look, I'm not going over 25.
Yeah. He needs to look at too. Like, you know what? Like, obviously, Daboll's good for him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You want to go to another situation and go be the quarterback of the Texans or the Panthers or the Saints, and you're going to suck. You know what I mean? Like, Daboll's meant a lot to him. Like, I'm staying. I would probably take $18 to $20 million a year if I'm Danny Dimes. You know, 3-year deal. And maybe you can, because look, they do need some weapons on the outside. They could use another lineman or two. And look, Daboll's going to get it. You know, because that's the one thing that the general managing really set them back to.
Right.
Look, you know, if they can get the pieces, maybe that elevates Danny Dimes' game. But, you know, he only threw for over 220 yards 3 times this year, and 2 of them were against the Vikings, where I really believe I could play quarterback with a wide receiver, and I could throw 220
yards. Holy smokes. I don't know about that, Coach. Good God.
That's a triple threat right there, man.
You're in trouble if you're doing
I'll be running the option. I'll do it all. You know what I mean? I mean, look, you guys would be surprised, but I run a 9-1 flat 40. So I'm at me there.
You know. He forgot the extra zero. That's actually 91.0 in the 40.
Oh, they used to say, get out the sundial.
I'm about to say, they're going to bring out the sundial for both me and you. Holy smoke.
Well, hey, look, I got enough metal in my leg that makes me in that category.
We used to, before football camp, we used to have a test for conditioning. And ours was you had to run 1.5 miles in 12 minutes. And if you didn't, during camp, they had the breakfast club for all the guys that didn't make it.
Right.
You'd have to go in an hour before camp and run on the track. So everybody's lining up to run it, and the coach goes, Pauls, I like my coffee with 2 sugars and 1 cream. Basically saying, like, we know your big ass ain't running 1.5 miles in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff, so, Nevada Nick, where are you partaking this evening? Where are you watching the game at?
Not sure yet. I might go to a party. I'm waiting to see. I need an antibiotic called in. So if I get that, I'm going to go to a party. If not, I might stay home.
Oh, man, if you stay out of that glory hole, you wouldn't need that.
Nah, I'm going to see you.
Oh, I knew he was going to see that. I knew he was going to say that. Oh,
he walked into Lord. That. He walked into it. Yeah, man. He walked into that one. Come on, but he set himself up for that.
Billy, who do you think introduced me to him? He's the old trucker.
Oh man, you can't say hey, you gotta keep a lid on that, man. You can't say his name. It's old
yeah.
Name.
Yeah,
Coach knows Trixie and all the girls. So.
Trixie, Roxy, and the girl named Foxy.
So, Billy, where are you watching the game today,
buddy? I'm actually going to partake at my in-laws' house, man.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yep. Yeah.
So just going to the Blue Oyster to watch the game.
Yeah. No, party of one. I just, you know, I just can't be out there because, you know, it's funny how all of a sudden everybody's an Eagles fan when they're doing good. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. This guy, man, you can't admit that we've done well, man. You just can't. It just irks your soul.
Why can't I get that? Who is this? I'm gonna add one. We just look. The church didn't fall down, huh? When you went in.
You know, I pray for you. I pray for Billy. I pray five times for Nevada Nick.
Oh, I need it. Thank you.
Oh, Coach!
Great. Did you pray for that antibiotic for him?
Oh God! Oh man! Oh no!
I said, forgive us our six slices.
Man, it's only six slices, man.
Only six slices. Nevada, you know the story about that behind that?
No.
Coach, I'll let you tell it.
You tell it. Go ahead and tell it.
Professor,
I'll be quick about this as I can. So we're all eating lunch like we used to back in the day. And we're having a conversation. And our friend Bo Gooch brought Coach some slice of pizza.
Pizza for everyone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he gives Dan the rest. Him out, and we're sitting there, and Dan takes the first slice, and we're eating. Billy's telling a story, and less than 3 minutes later, Billy looks over and goes, "Are you serious right now?" And you see Coach with the last piece in his mouth looking, and he just goes, "What? It's only six slices."
Oh my God,
Coach has no shame. He comes up to see me. Coach forgets his wallet every time he comes to see me. Every time. And one night, me and Coach had a one too many cocktails. So we're at the local Wawa, and Coach has got his shield mask on. Well, I buy him ice cream, and the idiot forgets to take the mask off and puts the ice cream right into the mask. He was so drunk.
Yes, I did.
His ice cream all over the mask.
I couldn't even see. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. That's great.
Yeah.
That's just great.
And yeah, he does forget his wallet every time he comes up to see me. Every time.
Well, you know, because Nevada Nick, I mean, you know, you're just such the high roller. So, you know.
Yeah. Our nickname for him at the school that we call him Wimpy. If you buy me a cheeseburger today, I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday. Yeah.
but back to football, Coach, you gotta admit that the Philadelphia Eagles have had a tremendous season this year.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're losing today.
Yeah. Professor, who do you like today? Professor?
So I have the score: Philadelphia Eagles 35, Kansas City 31. That's my
Everyone pretty much agrees. They think it's going to be a 3-4 point game. Going to be close. You know, we'll see what happens.
I was going to say 35-28 Eagles.
Okay, well Billy's got it at a touchdown.
All right, well. Because Billy just got to be different, but you know, it'll be good.
Hey, amen.
All right. Anybody got anything else they want to add before we sign off and let everybody get to their respective tailgates?
One quick debate, if I may. One quick debate. This ain't football, but I just want to know this. And Nevada, big sports guy. Mm. So now that LeBron has passed and got the scoring title, everybody's like, oh,
I'm not trying to go with LeBron. LeBron's a great player.
Absolutely.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of NBA guys.
For sure.
But Michael Jordan was special. And look, he played more games. And, the one thing I think the difference with them, and I know everybody said it, but Michael Jordan had the killer instinct. Yes. And also, too, you can't deny, like, let's take out the 1 year he comes back in March. He ends his career six, and let's take out the Wizards too. I know that.
Yeah, that don't count.
He ends his career six straight titles. He never plays in a game seven in the finals. 6-0 in the finals, 6 finals MVPs. And two, I give him credit because, you know, he didn't go team up. And look, LeBron got credit for the Cleveland one, and that's spectacular. Beat a great Warriors team, come back down 3-1, all the credit in the world. But, you know, Jordan, you know, overcame those Pistons team, and they were good. Those, you know,
right,
physical.
He played the Lakers the first time. He played a really good Portland team with Drexler and Terry Porter and Kevin Duckworth, you know, in the second time. The third obviously plays a very good Suns team with Barkley, Danny Ainge, Kevin Johnson, Tom Chambers. You know, then obviously they beat Utah twice in the second three-peat. And obviously a really good 64-win Seattle team. Now, LeBron beat good teams too, beating the Spurs. But what goes against LeBron for me big is that first one in the Heat where they lose to the Mavericks. There's no reason they should have lost that one.
Right, I agree.
And look, I mean, Michael Jordan's Michael Jordan. Let's not forget about the impact he did too. Nike, and he changed everything. And LeBron's taking it to another level, but MJ's MJ.
Remember, you had to get through the East back then. Like you said, Detroit. Don't forget, New York was still was a team back in the 90s too, and 80s. That you had to go through New York and Detroit each year, you know, before you even got to the finals.
There's a lot of guys, Barkley, Ewing, you know, the Heat there at the end that didn't get titles because of him. And let's not forget too, he beats that Magic team with a young Penny and Shaq, and they sweep them. Like, you know, the Magic did win the year he came back. But he comes back in March after not playing basketball for 2 years. Like, you know, that's a tough thing to do.
That's saying something.
I mean, to me, it's Michael Jordan. LeBron, you know, great player. It's Michael Jordan.
Go. I got it. Me too.
There we go. So,
all right, everyone. Listen, enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll probably come back Tuesday night. We'll do a little recap before we take our little hiatus. And, you know, everybody enjoy yourselves. Go, pig out, chips, dips. Stay away from the chains and whips today, Nevada Nick. And so have fun. Go Chiefs. We'll see everybody on Tuesday, man.
Penicillin.